Oh, hello there. You know, it feels so nice to talk about different matters in life with a cup of coffee in your hands. This is Elijah Nicole, your host for this podcast. Now listen, relax, and enjoy. This is...
Coffee Talk.
Another Coffee Talk session with you guys. Let's talk about girls. Woman. How do you describe a girl? How do you describe a woman? They say, oh, she's just a girl, just a woman. They have so many soft features. They are weak. Like, oh, really? You know what? You're a girl more than what you think and more than what they think. You are a woman more than having a soft features, being weak, and blah, blah, blah. I'm not being obsessed with feminism here, but feminism doesn't always make the woman strong. It is about tapping everyone to change their way of perceiving the world. Because as you notice, before, women are being treated so unfair. They can't rule because they are weak. They can't lead, and the only thing that they can do is to serve, be a servant. Serve their husband, serve their child, and be men's every source of entertainment. So, as a woman, I question myself, of course, why is it like that? Is it because men are more masculine than women, so does that mean that they are much more stronger? I think maybe in appearance, but you know, women doesn't need to become masculine in order for them to be called a strong woman. They're strong enough without giving a damn. Now, you know, as you notice, now they can do what a man can do. And sometimes, they can even do it better than men. Women just prove it, that they are not just a girl or a woman, and the world must see that. But the sad truth is, some of the women themselves can't see that. They can see how powerful they are, how strong they are, and how worthy they are. So many people take advantage of them. That's a real talk. Owning and manipulating them for one's sake and happiness, but not their own happiness. Sometimes they are being abused without them knowing. It's so sad for me as a girl to see a girl or a woman giving all of her to someone who doesn't deserve it. Her love, her efforts, and even her whole self. Like, girl, wake up. You are worthy. And when someone out there doesn't see that, then leave. You must save yourself while it's not too late. Because why waste your time to someone who always hurt you? Why waste your tears to someone who makes you feel so unloved? Why pour your genuineness to someone who is not faithful or genuine to you? You know, huwag na tayo magpakatanga. Love must come easy. It's normal to be hurt sometimes or to argue sometimes, but look at the mirror. Reflect. If that love only bothers you because of the repeated sores and series of mistakes and only makes you feel frightened, insecure, stressed, and only satisfy the other party's need, girl, come on. I'm telling you, I've been through that, so wake the hell up and save yourself. Like, save yourself. Really. Know your worth. Know that you are enough. Protect yourself by having the courage to live in situation that only consumes the most of you. Everything must be equal. Men, women, the LGBTQ, or whatsoever, what are your status in life, what are your skin color, everything must be equal. You can't love more than your partner. It should be equal. You can't use your rights and power to abuse other people. You should be fair and equal. Di naman porket pinaglalaban ko yung babae ngayon is dapat kami na yung masusunod. I will also respect the opinion of those men out there. Equal lang. Equal treatment. Everything must be equal. Everything must be balanced. Women and men, rights are human rights. And human rights are women and men's rights also. So promote awareness to avoid abusive situation like that. We should be treated equally always. Let us not promote inequality or discrimination. Let us all choose to challenge, as challenge comes from change. So challenge yourself to accept every woman, no matter who they are, no matter where they live, no matter what are their statuses in life. Challenge yourself to call out inequality and gender bias. Challenge yourself by starting to change how you perceive everything in this world. Let us empower each and everyone and remove hatred for once in a while. Because like what Tozake Shangi said, I don't know how to pronounce her name or his name right. So he said or she said that where there is woman, there is magic. Then dadipa. So a woman who knows her worth for me and loves herself is a really powerful woman. We are girl. We are a woman more than what we think. We are worthy. We are beautiful. We are strong. We are capable. We are enough. We are woman.